One hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bonair.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
I get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world, containing over 190 major railroad exhibits and over 200 road vehicles. The Museum of Transportation is a must-see. Go to transportmuseumassociation.org to learn more and plan your visit today. The Museum of Transportation. It's a moving experience.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Rediscover North County with a staycation weekend at Palatine Renewal Center from July 21st through the 23rd. The staycation includes overnight accommodations, a tour of North County's remarkable historic landmarks, and meals at some of North County's finest restaurants. There will be time to relax and retreat at the gorgeous 83-acre Palatine campus. Everyone's invited to a free Saturday evening concert by Missouri Bottom Project at 7 p.m. Don't miss this opportunity to explore some of the richest history that St. Louis County has to offer. Visit palatinerenewal.org for reservations.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Bowen, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show, hosted by Frank Schmier.
Ah, the outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Vineyard Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM. The air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
A rat head in your bucket of chicken.
Oh, I always like that.
We're about
change it up a little bit.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 19th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reed and Jason Becker. The website is markandjason.com. Folks, if you have $25,000 or more, I'm just telling you, you may sit around and go, well, I'm only 30.
I'm only 35, I'm only 40. And before you know it, you're only 70. And what did you do? Did you plan? How's that retirement going to go? We have some people you might want to talk to. Peon will give you their email address. Not me. No, in a moment.
Hey!
Their website, actually, is what it'll give you. I'm off today. Let's see. Round of introductions at the control board. It is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it's a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. He once worked at Lovelock Correctional Center, where OJ is and where his parole hearing will be tomorrow. Ibi's a good guy. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And, hang on one sec. Yes, we do have it. Yes, we have breaking news that has come in this morning. We will be sharing it with you momentarily. Don't be alarmed. Not anything that will hurt anybody, but it is breaking. It's important news. And has a lot to do with OJ's hearing tomorrow. And there was a point where they thought he was going to be even denied the hearing. They thought he had taken a knife to somebody. When you are in prison, you don't have to kill them, but if you cut somebody, that goes on your record. You cut a prisoner, you're going to stay longer. You're not going to get out. But Rat Boy did some digging into that, and it was fake news. Turns out he actually, what'd he cut?
Cheese.
OJ just cuts a touch of cheese.
Oh.
And that's all he did. And I don't believe they can deny you parole for that. Rat Boy, thanks for looking into that. He looks into all cheese-related stories. Please, please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. We are so proud of them. They've come such a long way. Bruce and the boys. Yeah. Yeah. When they started, they were just like a fledgling little band. Now they're booked for 6 years. Bruce Limprist, the All-Boy Orchestra. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. I think anybody who works thinks about retiring. The only people who don't think about retiring are people who just love to work and they genetically have all that energy. And are 80 years old. I feel like I'm 40. You know, those people. They don't want to stop working. And the other people who don't think about retirement are people who don't work. Rich kids, trust fund kids. They don't think about retiring. They don't have to retire. But the other 99.9% of us, we think about it. I think you think about it when you're 40, when you're 30. And you're still thinking about it at 50 and 60 and even 70. And you think, ooh, maybe I should have gotten some advice. Well, here we go. If you're going to change jobs or retire, you would be wise to let somebody who knows about this stuff take a look at that 401k plan or whatever plan you have. And if not that, to just take a look at what you're doing if you have $25,000 or more, what you're doing with it. If you have a financial advisor, that's okay. We're not asking you to get rid of them. You may want to. You may want to after you meet with Mark and Jason. But wouldn't it be interesting to compare, see what Mark and Jason say as compared to what your current financial advisor says? Of course it would. It's a good idea. Nothing bad about it. You know the website. Rest is up to you. There was Stifel Nicolaus, by the way. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And the website is markandjason.com. Now, before we get to the breaking news story, still waiting on our staff. We have a massive. I want to thank, by the way, our entire support staff for this show. it's 62-3 people for putting this together. Before that, we do want to address a story that Kent Martin apparently had. I didn't hear it, but evidently there was a story in the news about Dan, a building collapse.
Yeah, building collapse in downtown St. Louis.
And we're getting all kinds of calls right now. Look at them. They're coming, still coming in. Text, emails. Yeah. Anybody get hurt? Anybody get hurt? Well, the Carruthers brothers, who are reporters for KTRS, were attending a conference. What are the chances downtown? And were able to file the following reports about the building collapse. First, this report filed by David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Well, right there, you know. Yeah. It was hurt.
Yeah.
And then there's this report filed by Daryl Carruthers.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
No, it's nothing new. No, buildings still out.
Old buildings.
But they're so concise. These reporters did take forever. Well, thank you, Frank. You know, this morning about... No. Boom! Right to the point. Mm-hmm. The Carruthers brothers know how to report. And further proof of that would be this report filed by Danny Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
It is a blow when anybody loses a building and it collapses. It's a blow to the owner, mm-hmm. to somebody. Thank you, Carruthers brothers. And wait a minute. Hold on.
Breaking news. This is breaking news on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Frank Opinion, and I normally do not do news stories, but we must share this with you. O.J. Simpson, as you know, will have a parole hearing tomorrow, and up until yesterday, evidently, model prisoner, good behavior. This is not a joke. Let me start there. O.J., it says in this article, could be denied parole because he was caught pleasuring himself in his cell. Now, this is the part I didn't know. That is absolutely forbidden in federal prisons in the U.S. Can you believe that?
It's forbidden?
Yeah. You can't do it. You get written up for, you know, pleasuring yourself. A female corrections officer was making the rounds. I'm sorry, this took place in late June. They're just now releasing it. And she walked by and saw him, and he will still have to face disciplinary hearings. I mean, come on. In prison by himself.
Come on, OJ.
Exciting. Some people say, these motivational people say, love yourself.
Yeah.
Don't they always say that? You gotta love yourself. He was loving himself.
Yeah.
Self-love. Wow, this is all, I'm trying to get the most important part. Everybody knows he's in there 33 years, but he could, you know, tomorrow be told he's going to get on parole in October. And then it says this in the article, while, they use the M word, while master is not, I don't like that, is not the most serious charge to be written up with in prison. Well, really? Of course not. Murder, I think, is more serious than playing with yourself. But it is serious enough that any potential parole date could even be delayed or parole denied because you played with yourself.
Wow.
Many of you remember this song. I think it's appropriate. From the 60s. Yeah. Cool Jerk.
This is what we're playing in O.J. Cell.
Yeah. Well, you're by yourself. You hear that song. You start thinking about Cool Jerk.
Hey, don't squeeze the juice.
He's only human. Let him squeeze himself. One of the victims is going to testify in his favor for his release. Retired Clark County DA who won the convictions against Simpson for this robbery and kidnapping also says he thinks that, and these are his words, O.J. has done enough time rotting in the Nevada prison. I've seen recent pictures of him. He's not rotting.
No.
Okay, rotting means you go down to nothing. He's not rotting, but this guy...
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be smoking. That's what I be doing.
Oh, yeah.
I be smoking.
Oh, yeah. Now, they probably... Some cruel prison warden probably played this over the loudspeakers. And he just couldn't help it. Now, here's the other thing I didn't know until this article. This is really interesting. When he was charged with this whole kidnapping robbery thing, he had an opportunity. They offered him a plea bargain of 2.5 years. And he said, no, I'm not going to get convicted. I'm just going to go to trial. Maybe I'll do a year. Wah, wah. That didn't work out very well. He wanted to roll the dice. He thought he was invincible, according to his attorney. He was written up
This is unbelievable. Under the Prison Rape Elimination Act of 2003.
Whoa.
The first United States federal law passed dealing with the sexual assault of prisoners. Folks, I'm not kidding. He's actually been written up for assaulting himself. It was signed into law on September 2003, September 4th. While master is not directly mentioned, it is considered by many states to be a sexual offense in this bill.
Whoa.
Now, this is the best part. Brooke Keast, who is a public information officer for the Nevada Department of Corrections, was interviewed and said that an inmate playing with himself in his cell can be considered a violation only if the officer who sees it believes the actions were intentional.
Intentional.
Let me reread this. It's only a violation if the officer who spots you doing it believes the actions were intentional. Oh, my goodness. How many times haven't we all accidentally done this?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't mean to do that.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's up to the discretion of the corrections officer to decide the intent. If the officer believes the actions were intentional, then the inmate is written up for the MJ-30 violation. I, in my own mind, kind of thought what I thought MJ-30 might stand for, but we're not going to do that. When you are admitted, as OJ was, to any institution or facility under the Nevada Department of Corrections, you're given a handout. It's an orientation handout.
A handout?
Yes, it's given to all inmates. It's a pamphlet. Okay. Yeah. This is a serious, man's life and future at stake. When they first arrive, and it defines an MJ-30 as, here's right out of the handbook, sexually stimulating activities, including but not limited to caressing, kissing, or fondling, except as authorized by department visitation regulations. So, you could kiss or even caress if there's a visitor. But you cannot be kissing or fondling or caressing other prisoners or yourself. It's hard to kiss yourself.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not hard. it says, the quote from a spokesperson, being caught playing with himself, OJ definitely believed he was going to be granted parole. Now he's seriously worried that this might this might get in the way of that. Learned a lot from from reading this. It's another interesting addendum to this news story. It says Whitey Bulger, who, if you remember, was a Boston gangster. He was a fugitive for almost 18 years before he was caught in Santa Monica, California. He was caught in 2011. He was caught playing with himself while he was incarcerated. Listen to this. In 2015, a male corrections officer making rounds at 3 o'clock in the morning at the U.S. Penitentiary Coleman 2 in Sumterville, Florida, reported that Whitey Bulger, while he was alone with the lights on, was playing with himself. They put him in solitary confinement for 30 days, revoked his commissary and email privileges for 4 months.
Wow.
And confiscated his personal property for 30 days. I'm telling you, if I ever go to prison,
don't get caught.
I know now. I'm just going to have to just suffer something. Whew.
Hey, Josh Gilbert and Jim, is it Curry?
yeah.
that's on before.
Yeah, Jim Curry.
They had Ashley Banfield on.
Yeah, who's that?
She's a reporter for CNN. Uh-huh. She's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a reporter for CNN, and she does HLN news and stuff. And she was always also on Court TV for a while.
Yeah.
She said, and she's going to be at this hearing tomorrow, but she said that she has talked to two of the guards that were in there, and the one guard wrote a book about it. OJ.
Yeah, he became buddies with OJ.
Yeah, yeah, that OJ admitted to them and said that he did kill Ron and Nicole.
That's fake news. See, you're talking about a guy on the air here earlier. He's famous for that. It's fake news. It generates talk, which will hopefully create an audience for that show. But it's never worked. And it's fake. It's fake news.
Okay.
Come on. He didn't kill them.
Well, that's true.
Guy's trying to make a name for himself, write a book. Oh, Jay told me he killed us. Hearsay. It's called hearsay. We're out of time. I got to get to. But I just want to mention that Friday at the zoo, I had a treat that I haven't had for years and years and years. And it was so fantastic. Dippin' Dots. I had chocolate Dippin' Dots. They are the greatest.
Ice cream of the future.
That is the greatest ice cream ever is Dippin' Dots. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
Sorry, we're running a little late. Tell Mike it was because of OJ, and he'll understand because he loves OJ. Mm-hmm. And there's a long story behind that, but just tell him we're sorry. So I have to thank Peon. Peon told me this joke, and actually, I don't think I ever heard it. A woman goes to the door, and she opens the door, and there's a guy standing there, and she says, yes. He says, do you have a vagina? And she slams the door. She's appalled. I mean, you imagine? You open a door, and a guy says, hi, do you have a vagina? She slams the door. And her husband says, what was that about? She says, nothing, I'm just disgusting, nothing. I didn't even talk about it. The next day, knock at the door. She goes again. She opens the door. It's the same guy. She says, What do you want? He goes, do you have a vagina? She says, well, I never. And she slams the door again. The next day, she's reluctant to even go to the door. She opens it. There he is. As soon as she opens the door, he says it again. Hey, do you have a vagina? Closes the door. Husband says, what is going on? She says, honey, some pervert. He said, let me tell you something. That happens tomorrow. When he knocks at that door, you wait a second. Give me time. I'm going to go up, and I want to stand just out of sight. And I want you string him along a little bit. Answer his question. We'll see what's going on with this guy. Sure enough, next day, she opens the door. There's the guy. He goes, do you have a vagina? She says, yes, I do. He says, well, then would you tell your husband to pay some attention to it and leave my wife's alone?
Meet me. All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're working with this accident on northbound 255 north of Highway 157. You have two right lanes that are blocked, and you're already backed up almost to the Dubo area on Route 3. We're looking at a report of an accident on southbound Highway 170 south of Forest Park Parkway. Things are jammed up a little bit north of Olive. Southbound 270, that's stop and go now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and then things open up. And then you're a little bit slow again from Highway 44 up through Gravois. If you're traveling on eastbound Highway 270, you're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. We have downtown traffic eastbound 70 jamming up from the Museal Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. Also eastbound Highway 44, that's slow. From now, it's approaching Jefferson up through 55. That point on 55 up to the Poplar, and westbound 44 is heavy from Jameson through Shrewsbury. This traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We're hear St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing. And the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging. And that big thing that they're towing is their easy riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Buy an E-Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy an E-Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care. For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Or your city and more. Webster to Wildwood, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now, you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc. I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time DRTs for our diagnostic service to provide services to our veterans at our facility. Qualifications include certification in general radiological technology and completion of a DRT education program. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Call me at 314-488-8252 and be a part of this winning team. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
I'm a big fan of O.J. Simpson's on the phone. Not a fan of his behavior, but a guy who will always be grateful that O.J. went to trial. And that's the story. Hang on, my headphone, this jack is messed up. That's the story for another time if you didn't hear it years ago. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I have a friend and an advertiser who teased me today. Said, oh, by the way, we had lunch at Annie Gunn's, knowing, you know, that I was on the way here and didn't have time to go and stop. And real cruel. They are next to each other, as I said, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. Closed on Monday, and you need reservations. You're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. Might not be a bad idea for lunch either. Say hello to Mike Evans.
Football, you bastards!
What?
I didn't catch most of them.
OJ? I heard OJ.
Yeah, I heard that. Heard that.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I used to work with a guy who said that all the time. You go, you know, it's really hot this week. I heard that. He said, no matter what you said to him, he would say that. You go, boy, that Cardinals stink. I heard that.
So, we're going to go on tomorrow, I think, we'll go on. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, gum tissue transplant, sinus lift surgery, bone graft, and two implant drillings in my jowl.
Wow.
You cannot be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it is what it is. And it's all elective.
But you know what? Like so many other things, and I told you about a couple other things you had done, and I was right. I think you're going to be blown away at how it's not going to be nearly as bad as you think it's going to be.
You know, this oral surgeon is one of the best in the country. Does a lot of speaking all over the country, and he's really, really good. And he says he's amazed at how fast I heal. He's done bone grafting before. In fact, the bone grafting he did, I've had a couple of people around the country say that they have gone to his universities where he spoke, and he shows, this is the best bone grafting I've ever done. It's Mike Evans, the announcer, and he shows that as he's doing the procedure. He asked me ahead of time if he could show it, and I said, yeah, I don't care.
You're not an announcer.
Well, whatever he kills.
Yeah, what is Mike?
Entertainment reporter.
Okay.
Yeah. Reporter. So I if I remember right, Cheryl brought this up because I'm going, oh crap, you know. Cheryl goes, I think you had that last time you had a bone graft and some implants done. She goes, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. She goes, I think you went to the driving range around 3:30 in the afternoon.
I'm sure you probably did.
So. I'll be okay.
What you're not saying,
if I OD or something and I'm dead, then you won't have. I won't be able to be on tomorrow.
Well, okay, we accept that. I think what you're, in all modesty, refusing to say, you're tough. You're tough.
Yeah.
That's what you're not saying. Are they, you're tough.
Are they putting you out for this, Mike? Or they?
Oh, yeah, they sure. Put you out for this.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on? Except we know about the OJ thing. Is there something else we need to know? I guess you know the story about him playing.
He didn't beat off.
No, don't.
No, you can't say that.
Cut that.
There's nothing wrong with the word beat.
Yeah, no, don't. No, separately, stop. No, but you can't really call it that. For you folks who didn't hear that, we had to edit out. It's a little crude. You say it didn't happen.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
So you're saying it didn't happen.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
You say it's fake news.
Absolutely. I have some great sources at the Lovelock and some media people in Clark County, and they say that's just a bunch of crap.
Well, you almost went to prison, so I'm sure that you do have some.
Well,
stuff.
I wouldn't have been afraid either because I'm tough.
Yeah, and we'll tell that story some other time, too, how O.J. actually helped keep you out of prison.
That's I love O.J.
That's a great story. All right, what's
I love
going
him
on?
More than any other murderer. I don't like him, really.
You, no, you don't like him as a person.
I hate him as a person,
no,
a murderer.
No,
yeah, but, you know, we should talk about that sometime. I knew O.J. He used to sit next to me in the press box at Dodger Stadium. He was always such a nice guy.
Yeah, I think he was a nice guy to everybody except people he killed.
Well, there you go.
What's going on here?
During World War II, metal was scarce. Pop quiz. What were the Oscars made out of those years? I'm going to give you four choices. Two are right. Glass, clay, painted plaster, or wood. Answer in a minute. Love Nugget. Prenup is signed. Families have met. New house is bought. Just a matter of time. Chris Selick and Paris Hilton are going to tie the knot.
I was hoping that would happen.
I know you were.
So happy for those
That's
kids.
Great.
TV news. Judge Judy has turned producer. She has a new show called Eyewitness. It's a game show that matches contestants' powers of observation as they watch videos and then answer questions on what they saw.
I like it.
Sounds good. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Fox TV, who has bought it, only bought six episodes to see how it did.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like it. Sunday, did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I don't watch Game of Thrones either, but a lot of people do. 10.1 million viewers on HBO.
Wow, my
6.1 million more watched online. 2.4 million tweets.
Wow.
I'll tell you what's really amazing to me. After 24 years, America's Finest Videos still draws 6 to 6.5 million viewers every Sunday.
It doesn't draw me.
How many times are you going to see
a cat,
the dad get hit in the balls by a batted ball?
Yeah, or the cat fall off the whatever.
The refrigerator.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to see that?
By the way, it's all on YouTube, more on YouTube.
Yes.
I don't know how the thing survived.
I don't get it, but it's amazing it does. Bad movies. Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler, they're horrible, in my opinion. I mean, they used to be funny. They're not funny anymore. They're lazy. Their films are crappy. So they went in together to do a Netflix movie that is based around a Boy Scout camp. And Sandler says one of the funniest parts of the movie is when one of the campers accidentally cuts his Johnson off.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
That's not funny.
No.
I mean, you heard about stuff like that when you were 10 or 15, 12, 14 years old. It's not like I would expect a little more out of guys are being paid $10, $20 million to make a movie. Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler to come up with something a little better than that.
Maybe they're just dry. It's over. Maybe they've run out of ideas.
They've run out of ideas.
We did that 8-9 years ago.
No, you're always fresh with ideas, Radio Banyan.
Okay.
I'll have a drink. Hold on. I've been drinking a lot today.
Well, you better do it quickly.
Odds and ends. I don't make this stuff up. Some promoter has offered Mike Tyson $500,000 to fight Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
I would pay to see that. Yeah. I tell you, the biggest hate in Hollywood is actually in New York. Megyn Kelly hates Kelly Ripa. I'd like to see a pay-per-view of that.
Battle of the Kellys.
Oh. I would take Kelly Ripa. She is ripped. She works out 2 hours a day. She's from New Jersey. She's probably a dirty fighter. She probably grab her the same place that Trump likes to grab. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd watch it.
I really like Paris Jackson. She's on the cover of Vogue magazine in Australia. And the story, she stresses how she wants to be a role model, be helpful, a volunteer, and generous. That's how she wants to run her life.
Good.
I like her.
Good.
All week long, little known facts. I bet you didn't know today when I get to do an impression. Here's my impression from the movie Bambi. Are you ready?
Ready.
Butterfly. Butterfly.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. You sure did.
When first discovered, butterflies for over 100 years were called flutterbys.
That's good to know.
First 100 years, they were called flutterbys rather than
butterflies.
Oh, that's good.
I think that's interesting.
Look at that time.
Why wouldn't they call them flutterbys? New York Post headline above the story, the new company that gets women healthy a year before they get pregnant. Headline screams, womb for improvement.
That's good.
Uh-oh. And finally.
And finally.
And finally.
Oh, man.
During World War II, the military scares, Oscars were made out of two different items, not metal. Because glass, clay, painted, plaster, or wood. You get two choices.
I'll go plaster and wood.
Same here.
Plaster and wood, same.
The answer is plaster and wood. And the first wood... The first Wood Oscar was given to Edgar Bergen, who, of course, was a ventriloquist. Remember his dummy's names?
Charlie McCarthy.
And Mortimer Snerd.
Mortimer Snerd, yep.
And very often you're going to hear me say Mortimer Snerd or get the great impression.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
Ah!
Good luck tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had no idea what that was, the Bambi thing. It was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and gift cards are always a good idea. Before I get away, a reminder, please, 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 if you get a chance, and you will, thank a police officer. Yes, a cop, there, every once in a while, one does something really stupid and wrong. That's one or two. Not many. Thank a police officer. I want to read you an email from Rick. I don't like to do last names without permission, but... Here we go. He says, Frank, I want to drop you a line, tell you about my experience at the Good Feet store. Early this spring, I was running in a half marathon and almost had to quit because my lower back started hurting. I thought I'd just pull something, but the pain wouldn't subside. I went to a chiropractor and to an MD. He gave me a cortisone shot. Both gave me temporary relief, but the pain returned. I'd heard you talk about the Good Feet store. I decided to give it a try. They took imprints of my feet, and they showed me that I was stepping down on the front of my foot rather than the arch. I was fitted for inserts and noticed the difference immediately. After wearing them a couple of weeks and getting used to them, the pain was completely gone. I am back to training for a half marathon in September. Hey, me too.
Wow.
Of course, I told him I heard about it on a large morning show in the afternoon. I'm AM and the PM would not have heard about them had I not listened to your show. Thank you. And he signs Rick and his last name. No, Rick, thank you. Okay? Thank you. And good luck with that half marathon. I'll probably see you there, buddy. I'll be running. I'll be the one in front of you. Not. Good Feet, two locations in the St. Louis area, on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's, or visit goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, they've got westbound 70 at Cypress, the left lane block due to an accident. The accident's far off on the left shoulder, but the police have the left lane blocked, and traffic is backing up now past the airport. They still are working with this accident on northbound Highway 255 in Illinois, just north of Highway 157. That jam up, two right lanes are blocked. It goes all the way back to the Dupo-Cahokia exit at Route 3. Now, things are thinning out on most of the highways. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy around 170. You've got southbound 270 off the pace between 40 down through 44. Southbound 170 is Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, it's still jammed up from Kings Highway through about McCaw. Eastbound Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
He's Tim Weiland, the best in the business when it comes to letting you know where the trouble spots are.
Meet me. Tim Weiland, St. Louis Classic Comedy Traffic Center. Tim, whose birthday is it?
It'd be mine.
Oh!
Tim! Happy birthday.
How old are you?
60.
60? Holy mackerel. That's not good.
I figure my life is 3/4 over.
Well, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
All right, how are the roads?
Traffic reports when you need them, even in the middle of your workday. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An armed carjacking at a local hospital. What authorities are saying about the incident as they continue to search for the suspect.
Imagine having health issues and no electricity or AC. We'll explain one woman's struggles as she endures this excessive heat.
Temperatures in the city going over 100 degrees for the first time this week. And this is just the start of 100 plus temperatures going through the week ahead.
First at 6, a suspect remains at large after carjacking and robbing a Barnes Jewish Hospital employee.
Yeah, this all happened this morning at a parking garage near the hospital, and Fox News' Kelly Hoskins joins us live from the Central West End with the very latest on the investigation. Kelly.
Well, public safety authorities say that carjacking and armed robbery happened here at the Duncan.